This is Thursday, March 28th. Do you know why this day is called Maundy Thursday? I have a difficult time even saying those words together. It comes out sounding like Monday Thursday. But the word Maundy is taken from the word mandate. The mandate of Thursday is when Jesus told his disciples that they should serve just as he had served them when he washed their feet. Washing feet was a pretty onerous thing to do in those days, and it's not particularly nice to do even today. Recently, a bride told her fiancé that she wanted to wash his feet at their wedding ceremony. And though this would be a statement of selfless service, the groom politely declined. And I get it. As Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, when he got to Peter, Peter declined. And here's why. First, Jesus was his master, his rabbi, his teacher, and his Lord. If foot washing were to happen, the roles should be reversed. Peter should wash Jesus' feet. Typically, foot washing at the time of Jesus was done by servants or slaves. But it was also the fact that sandaled feet during the days of Jesus collected all sorts of filth. By walking through the city of Jerusalem, no doubt that would have not been a good moment for foot hygiene. It would be a messy business for sure to wash those feet. It was that night that Jesus took the place of a servant, wrapped a towel around his waist, and took a basin with water, and he shared this love with them. He taught them about himself and about the Father. That evening meal was the pot Passover, and there were more than a few intimate conversations that took place among them around the table. But here was the thing. After all this time with Jesus, that night Jesus would end up alone. Judas would leave the meal early and pass along instructions for where the soldiers could arrest Jesus. He would return with them and betray Jesus with a kiss. But also Peter, the leader among the disciples, would deny Jesus three times. All the other disciples, except for one, would not be present at the cross. They would scatter and run and hide. And here's our text for today, Matthew chapter 26, verse 40 to 45. When he, that's Jesus, returned to his disciples and found them sleeping, "Couldn't you men keep watch with me for one hour, he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away a second time and prayed. "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." After Jesus gave the disciples the calling to serve, and when Jesus needed the support of them the most, they did not stick with Jesus. You can almost hear Jesus pleading, "Stay with me. Can't you stay awake just a little bit longer?" I am told that one of our greatest human fears is abandonment, the thought that when it comes down to it, we'll be left alone, for no one to stand with us. You see, God made us for community, and we live or die based on the community that is around us. Literally, this is so. Health factors correspond to the presence of vital community, people around us who love us and are there with us. Now, we rarely stop to think about this interdependence. We rely on others for our world to work, to get food to our tables and medical care or repairs for our vehicles. None of us can do life alone. As the famous poet said in his famous poem, John Donne said, "No man is an island, entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main." Even Jesus needed and sought out fellowship. This is why he went in search of disciples. He wanted them to be with him. And it was during this week of the Passion that Jesus shared his most intimate time with them. He taught them about love and service. He explained how he would prepare a place for them. He called them to love each other as he had loved them. He gave them the promise of his Holy Spirit. He told them that he would not leave them as orphans. He promised he would never abandon them. Though he would have to leave, he would give them his Spirit to teach them, to comfort them, and to be their counselor. He told them later he would never leave them or forsake them. This is powerful for us because we know what it means to be forsaken. Many of us have had friends who have walked away from us, family members who have ghosted us. Today, there's an immense increase in children who no longer will speak with their parents, and parents who have disowned their children. Thursday night, after the most intimate evening when Jesus washed his disciples' feet, they left Jesus high and dry. Jesus ended up alone, crying out to his Father. In taking our sin upon himself, Jesus was cut off from the Father who had always loved him, the Father who had spoken into his life with love from the start. Jesus suffered the agony of distance and abandonment so that we might always know the love of the Father for us, so that we might have the Spirit dwelling within us, so that we might never be left alone. Jesus has given us the gift of his presence. As King David said so long before, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. That's Psalm 27:10. Let's pray. Lord, you know how difficult it is to walk together, to stay together, to love one another. We cry out for your grace, for healing, for forgiveness, and for peace. You have given us the security of knowing your presence through every season. We worship you and thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen.